Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're unpacking The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Sophie, I'm curious, why do you think something so simple feels so impossibly hard in practice?
Hey there, Sam. I think it's because Olson names the real enemy, our own impatience. We all know we should exercise, save money, and read more, but those actions give us zero visible payoff today. He calls that the flat part of the curve, where most people give up just before the magic starts.
That curve idea really hit me. You read for 20 minutes and feel no smarter. You eat one salad and see no change. So you skip it tomorrow and the next day, and suddenly a decade passes and you're wondering where the time went.
Right, and it's the same on the negative side. You skip one workout, you don't feel out of shape. You waste one evening on TV, you don't ruin your career. Every choice is a seed, and those seeds are growing silently beneath the surface.
I love the way Olson says we're either on the upward path or the downward path. There's no neutral ground. You're compounding in your favor or against yourself, even when you can't see it.
Exactly. And the terrifying part is that it puts the responsibility squarely on your shoulders. You can't blame your upbringing or your bad luck. Every day, you're voting for the person you want to become with the choices you make.
That's liberating too, though, because it means you don't need a dramatic overhaul. You don't need to become a different person. You just need to make slightly better choices, one at a time.
Olson calls it the slight edge because it's a philosophy, not a technique. It's not a specific set of actions. It's a way of seeing the world that makes you stop looking for quick fixes and start asking, what can I do today, right now, that moves me forward one inch?
Yeah, and I actually pushed back on this when I first read it. I thought, is a 5-minute walk really going to change my life? But then I realized the point isn't the walk. It's the identity you build by showing up consistently.
Yes, and that's why the forgiveness part matters. Olson isn't asking for perfection. He knows you'll have bad days. One missed workout doesn't ruin your fitness. The key is to get back on track as quickly as possible, not to use a slip as an excuse to quit.
The part that got me was the idea that time is the multiplier. You overestimate what you can do in a year and underestimate what you can do in a decade. I've been guilty of starting strong in January and giving up by February because I didn't see results.
But that's the flat curve again. The results are compounding under the surface. Patience is the fuel. If you keep reading, keep exercising, keep saving, eventually the curve turns exponential and the payback is far out of proportion to the effort.
So the easy path is almost always the wrong path. But Olson says the right path often feels uncomfortable. I guess that's why environment matters. If you surround yourself with people who make negative choices, it's so much harder to make positive ones.
Absolutely. He even recommends reshaping your physical space so the right choice becomes the easy choice. Instead of relying on willpower, you design your life to make progress automatic.
And you can start right where you are. You don't need a gym membership or a financial advisor. You just need to take one step. The first step is hardest, but it builds momentum.
That momentum is how you build character, not just external success. Olson says the slight edge turns you into a disciplined, resilient person, and that's more valuable than any bank account.
But does that mean you ever get to relax? Because Olson also warns against complacency. You achieve a goal, and suddenly you stop doing the small things that got you there.
Right. Success isn't a destination. It's a continuous journey. The most successful people never stop reading, learning, and nurturing their relationships. They keep applying the slight edge every single day.
So the lesson that's sticking with me is to stop waiting for the big break and start trusting the small, boring actions. I'm going to pick one tiny habit and actually do it every day for the next month, just to prove the curve works.
That's the spirit. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The slight edge is simply this: small choices, done consistently and compounded over time. That's the quiet force that shapes your whole future. We'll see you in the next one.